This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Campaigning has intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making a strong pitch to woo the voters through rallies and roadshows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray in the third phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally at Tapovan Grounds in Kolhapur city of Maharashtra this evening. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will campaign in the Latur district of Maharashtra. 11 seats in Maharashtra, including Kolhapur, Hatkanangale and Latur, will go to polls in the third phase. Prime Minister Modi will also hold a public meeting at Vasco in Goa this evening. Voting in Goa will be held in single phase for 2 parliamentary constituencies on the 7th of next month. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address multiple rallies at Porbandar, Bharuch and Panchmahal of Gujarat today. He will also hold a roadshow in Vadodara. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will also address rallies in Gujarat. The state is witnessing single-phase polling for 25 seats in the third leg of Lok Sabha polls. A voter turnout of nearly 61% was recorded in the second phase of the Lok Sabha election held yesterday. 88 parliamentary seats went to polls in this phase. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from various walks of life participating enthusiastically despite the heat wave. With the completion of the second phase of Lok Sabha polls, voting has now been completed in the states of Kerala, Rajasthan, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Sikkim, Manipur, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Mizoram, Arunachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, and the Union Territories of Puducherry, Lakshadweep, and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The Election Commission has rejected the reports of alleged non-activation of a ballot unit by a polling official in a polling booth at Shanti Nagar in Bengaluru. The Commission said the concerned reports circulating on the social media and WhatsApp are incorrect and baseless. The District Election Officer of Bengaluru said that after receipt of the complaint, it directed the sector magistrate to immediately reach the polling station and report the issue. During the investigation, it was found that the total entries in the register and the control unit perfectly tallied. This indicates that no such case of non-activation of the ballot button has been reported from the Shanti Nagar polling station. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Naupura area of Sopore in Baramulla district yesterday. The identity of the slain terrorist is being ascertained. Arms and ammunition, including incriminating materials, were recovered from their possession. The encounter broke out on Thursday after a joint team of security forces launched a coordinated search operation in Naupura. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heatwave conditions in Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal during the next few days. The IMD said heatwave conditions are expected in isolated pockets over Bihar, Jharkhand, Telangana, Rayalaseema, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, East Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, West Uttar Pradesh, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam till the 30th of this month. The weather department further forecast a fresh spell of rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds in adjoining central India till tomorrow, in plains of northwest India till Sunday and western Himalayan region till the 29th of this month. In archery, India dished out dominance display, making a clean sweep of compound team events to clinch 3 gold medals at the ongoing World Cup Stage 1 at Shanghai in China today. Indian women's compound team of Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Aditi Swami and Parneeth Kaur, who qualified as top seed, defeated 6-seeded Italy 236-225 in the final. The men's team of Abhishek Verma, Priyansh and Prathamesh, who qualified as the 4th seed, beat the Netherlands 238-231 in the final. The mixed team completed the sweep when the 2nd-seeded Jyoti and Abhishek overcame Estonian rivals 158-157. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Mumbai Indians in Delhi this afternoon. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with table toppers Rajasthan Royals in Lucknow this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.